Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Center of the Universe. This is your host, Mufon Ron from Oklahoma, actually Tulsa, Oklahoma. Exciting things are on its way. We are going to start our own station called KUFO Digital Broadcasting, January 2023. And, of course, my co-host, Kyle Dickey, will be joining us here in a few seconds to tell us more about that. I'm waiting for him to call in right now. If you got questions, call in. Anything you want to talk about, aliens or UFO related, the guest call-in number is 515-605-9348. And anyway, while I'm waiting on Kyle, I want to give a big shout-out to Mindy Toutfest, who is the Oklahoma State Director of MUFON of Oklahoma. She has been doing a fabulous job. If you want to get interested and know more about MUFON, contact Mindy at MUFONOklahoma.com. Anyway, waiting on Kyle. Sorry for the delay. There's Kyle right there. Kyle?
Kyle, am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Yes.
Welcome to Center of the Universe. This is Kyle Dickey.
Hello, everybody. It's been a while. I wanted to come on to let you know that I started a YouTube channel, it was when I had agents of a foreign power and frame job artists providing false information about me to judges. There were people who came from other countries to rape, murder, and terrorize my community. This was the real G.I. Joe. And my YouTube channel, for which I was talking about my stuff in truth, what I was trying to do, is called The Hypno Serpent on YouTube. And throughout them using active measures on me, which was really the old DOD's siege machine, which is Department of Defense's siege machine, they were using it on me in a privatized manner. So ultimately what they tried to do was kill me while the FBI just sat there and watched. But something happened, and the FBI caught on to the fact that their confidential human sources were really frame job artists. And the active measures they were using was really to rape, murder, and terrorize the population instead of provide law enforcement with accurate information about what needed to be investigated. So it switched up, and the FBI agent that was investigating me and the people who were reporting on me in particular ended up getting murdered when he tried to make an arrest. So right now there is nobody who's qualified working for the FBI to investigate agents of a foreign power. And the whole machine that is supposed to handle agents of a foreign power is not functioning right here in the United States of America. And one of the other things that was discovered was that gnomes are being hunted by the U.S. government and killed. And also, the the military was being interfered with when they were trying to conduct their investigations. So that was another thing. But another thing that was discovered was that all of Senator Rich's intelligence officers are all frame job artists and saboteurs, sabotaging the United States of America. And anyway, did you have any questions, Ron?
No. We're just talking about how we're going to start KUFO at the beginning of the year in January 2023. We've got Kyle who's going to be doing his show, Hypnosurfing. I will be doing Center of the Universe on the channel. We also have a lady from Colorado who is a got a show called Explain the Unknown. She's a remote viewer. So we've got three shows lined up right now, recruiting more talk show hosts to join KUFO. We look forward to be a pretty big deal here in the future. So we're going to get started January 2023 with a full lineup of shows that will be available 24/7. If you'd like to call in right now and ask Kyle any questions, call in to 515-605-9348. Anything alien or UFO related, feel free to call in. Anyway, I'm here in Oklahoma. Kyle's in Texas. It's Kyle, what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I just wanted to reinforce that I have a show on YouTube called The Hypno Serpent, where I reveal that I am G.I. Joe and that I am Merlin. So, and then I also have a brief, it was a brief startup on Blog Talk Radio called The Hypno Serpent as well.
Right.
There's a few short episodes.
Right. We had a total of about 300 episodes on. I had to take them down because of, it had to do with money, to be honest with you, as far as keeping that many shows on. The shows that are on there right now are from the very beginning. Like I said, we've been on for about 10 years. And forward to starting KUFO, like I said, January 2023. Kyle, explain to people a little bit about your DNA, how it's different.
Well, I'm descended from an ancient family. And with me dies an ancient line called Faisal, would be the last name, or King Faisal. And so that would be ancient Assyrian.
Right.
But from an Arabic line. And my DNA results come back as I'm half French-German and half Arabic. As in out of Saudi Arabia. But the line is of King Faisal.
And who was King Faisal?
Many people might know King Faisal as one of the last kings of Babylon. From the early 19th century, around just before World War I, Lawrence of Arabia, as an example.
Okay.
And so the bloodline is the Ptolemies, like King Ptolemy. that's another name that people might know who I'm descended from.
Where does all your knowledge come from? Because you can answer any questions. Seriously, folks, if you got any questions about UFOs or aliens, anything, call in. Like I said, the number I gave you is 515-605-9348. That's the guest call-in number. He can really where does all this knowledge come from, Kyle?
I have the ability to enter into other people's minds. So other people that I've interacted with, remote viewers, as an example, I can enter into their minds, and I can review their memories. And this is called the memory of the blood. And I'm able to see what they have seen at a distance.
And how is that useful?
It allows me to assess things at a much faster rate than any intelligence machine.
Mm.
There are some countries, such as like Denmark, which employ the use of remote viewers or detectors in their statecraft. So their queen, for example, is updated with information that is inaccessible by any means of intelligence gathering. So they can make strategic decisions like a quantum level.
Okay.
The United States, on the other hand, used to employ remote viewers by the CIA, but they were deemed too ruthless, and so what they decided was, rather than keep the remote viewers on payroll to do intelligence work, they stopped them, and they all went to other countries to work for them. So the United States has no remote viewers anymore. These are called detectors.
Right.
Yes. These are what the CIA, which they've repeatedly said they belong in the private sector. But the private sector is for sale. So you have people who can remote view things who are available for hire by the highest bidder. And whoever has the most money will be able to have a ruthless remote viewer because of their decisions. And the United States does not have the ability to remote view anymore for intelligence.
Now, you talk about detectors and remote viewers. One of the persons that's going to be on our show format on KUFO, her first name's Joanne. I won't give her last name right now. I don't know if she wants me to. But she's going to be hosting a show on KUFO, and it's called Explain the Unknown. Tell us a little bit about Joanne.
Joanne has the ability to remote view, but never got any proper coaching or training. She can also enter into people's minds, but like I said, has had no proper training or anything like that. So She's basically just feeling the world out endlessly, and her skills aren't being put to any real good use.
How can you put her to use?
She would need to be put in contact with a remote viewer that would be willing to coach. That would be willing to coach her for a number of years to get her abilities straightened out, so that she understands what they mean to other people.
Tell everybody what remote viewing is and what it's all about.
The United States government used to have a well-known intelligence gathering system known as a detector verifier system. A detector who could remote view, and a verifier who could enter into the mind of the remote viewer. And what they would do is they would keep them separated, they would have the verifier put out the same information as the remote viewer. And when they correlated the same thing, you had an active form of intelligence gathering that was accepted by multiple nations. The United States does not have that anymore. They decided to privatize that, and then they wouldn't hire the remote viewers anymore. And the verifiers then became useless. I am a verifier, and I can enter into the mind of a particular remote viewer right now.
Okay.
I've met other remote viewers, but they they're tied to other people right now. The remote viewer who I'm tied to right now is called Cobra Commander, or that's what he wants to be called anyway. I am G.I. Joe.
And how does that work together? What are you working on right now?
Right now, I'm trying to get intelligence machine put back together so that the United States has defense against agents of a foreign power trying to destroy the United States. And they're coming very close to doing it.
Real.
Yes.
Okay.
Their goal
okay.
is to get the United States invaded so that other political arms can control the United States resources and the population. And they're fascists. They're Nazis from World War II. They're organized in a ruthless terrorist organization bent on taking over the world. As silly as that sounds, it's also very
mm-hmm.
serious. Anyway, years ago, in the 1980s, the intelligence machine that fought against agents of a foreign power was working very correctly, and it was called G.I. Joe. And we fought against Hungarian saboteurs. who installed throughout various law enforcement agencies, agents of their foreign power, and these are called frame job artists who report false information and get the government to act on it and certify it as true in order to ruin people's lives who believe in America and freedom. And anyway, from that time, I am G.I. Joe, a real American hero. I'm a Soviet conscript that is all American. And when the Soviet Union fell apart, the CIA picked me up as a agent and a badge in the realm of, I guess you'd say, Inspector General. And the machine that supported me as an agent of the CIA is all broken. So when this was going on during the events of the Hypno Serpent on my YouTube channel, it ended very badly when they were trying to get it put back together, the intelligence machine put it back together. And the FBI agent that was trained by the CIA to investigate agents of a foreign power was killed while trying to make an arrest of a frame job artist. And since then, all the people that he was tracking got away with it and went to other countries.
So where are we at now?
The FBI needs somebody who's trained to investigate agents of a foreign power who's not morally defunct. And currently the FBI and other government agencies are hunting gnomes, which is grounds for invasion by multiple countries. Gnomes are protected people.
Are there gnomes in the United States?
Thousands.
Really? If you're a gnome and listening, call in 515-605-9348. If you're one of the gnomes that are listening to Kyle and I at this moment, appreciate that you'd call in. Anybody else you'd like to call in with any UFO or alien questions, feel free to call in. That number once again is 515-605-9348. Like I said earlier, the first of the year, January 23, we will launch the station KUFO Digital Broadcasting on the internet. I will follow up with more information about that in the future, but for next couple of months I'm looking for hosts that would like to join our radio station. Like I said, there's a KUFO in Portland, Oregon, but they don't have the digital broadcasting rights like we do, so that's why we're able to use KUFO as call letters. KUFO Digital Broadcasting. We own the rights and have for a few years now. But not to get them confused, there are two different KUFOs. We are the Digital Broadcasting, and we'll be in January 2023. Kyle, we have about 5 minutes left. What else would you like to talk about?
That was mostly it. Once again, it was the Hypno Serpent on YouTube. is G.I. Joe, which is me.
Now, what have you talked about so far on the Hypnosurfing? What's some of the topics? Don't you explain how to build a UFO on there?
Yes, I go over the plans to build an electrogravitic repulsor craft. It uses an exotic electrical propulsion system. Used in like Tic Tac UFOs.
And they're out there right now?
Yes, the U.S. Navy is using them.
Oh, okay.
They're basically flying submarines.
Wow. How many of them are there, you think?
Once they get the manufacturing process done, they can pump them out like an assembly line. They can go underwater, too.
Oh,
so
submersible?
Yeah, they can go underwater as well.
Wow.
It uses an electrical propulsion system, so nothing's a barrier to it.
Air or sea?
Pretty much.
Wow. What are some other topics that you talk about on Hypnosurfing?
Leading my people, the former orphans of the Soviet nursery from Romania. The mind control nursery. I'm the commander. And I've been separated and deranged from my people when I'm the leader. They wanted G.I. Joe, a real American hero, to be their leader. Because everyone came to America. Now, one of the things that these frame job artists did was they contacted the Romanian government, and the Romanian government sent snipers to my apartment, and they shot to death another one of the CIA's undercover agents.
Really?
Yes. Like I said, it's a ruthless terrorist organization threatening to take over the world.
Well, that's interesting. We'll get into more of that. Like I said, you can check out Kyle Dickey on YouTube under Hypnosurfing. He's got several shows on there. You're listening to Center of the Universe out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, where there's actually a monument of Center of the Universe in Tulsa. It's downtown Tulsa. Some people explain it as a portal. How do you explain Center of the Universe, Kyle?
It's also referred to as an acoustic anomaly. And
right.
They built the concrete around there so that it amplifies what's above to echo. But it's different than if you just built that concrete anywhere else. Yeah, that's the way I would describe it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to explain.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to sign off here. It's the end of the time. Thank you for listening to Center of the Universe. We'll talk to you soon.